This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This morning, Russia suspended all passenger flights to Egypt following British intelligence claims that last week's plane crash near the resort of Sharm el-Sheikh may have been caused by a bomb. The disaster came as the British government's plan to strengthen its intelligence gathering system moves forward. A draft bill unveiled this week aims to tighten up surveillance of the internet. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The Home Secretary, Theresa May, launched her bill in Parliament this week. She said the new law would drag British surveillance into the 21st century.
It will give the men and women of our security and intelligence agencies and our law enforcement agencies the powers they need to protect our country.
And the most controversial of the new powers, phone and internet companies would be forced to keep for a year a record of whom their customers have called and what websites they visited. Security services could then access that data with a judge's approval. We need this, says Police Chief Sarah Thornton.
If we don't modernise, we're falling behind with technology and we just have more dark areas where we don't know what's happening.
But the plan has provoked a hail of criticism. Here's what Glenn Greenwald, the journalist who broke the story about CIA man Edward Snowden, told the BBC.
It is radical to say that every single person's browsing history must be kept and stored and made available to the government if the government wants it.
And from his exile in Moscow, Snowden himself tweeted,
Britain would have one of the most intrusive and least accountable surveillance systems in the West.
Others argue that this bulk surveillance would create huge stockpiles of personal data that would become a paradise for hackers. And Danvers Balia of the digital security firm Privac says the measure will hardly bother the terrorists and the crooks.
You can use all sorts of different technologies that are out there to circumvent it. We all know that criminals don't use their home phone number to plot their evil schemes. They use burner phones and that kind of thing to get around this.
The government says this measure is what the intelligence agencies are calling for, and the British public seems relatively relaxed about this level of surveillance. 53% in a recent poll said they were okay with it. Parliament votes on the bill next year. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.